morning, folks. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at The Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. Glad you joined us for this morning's devotion. This will be the last devotion on our website, at least for a while. The church is reopening on May 24th, and a lot of attention and time will be given to that. However, our Wednesday night podcast will continue until our Wednesday night services start again, and our Sunday morning sermon podcast will continue as always, even after we reopen. In fact, if you are elderly or have a pre-existing condition, or if you live with someone who is elderly or have a pre-existing condition, I would recommend that you stay at home and listen to our podcast on Sunday rather than joining us in person. This Sunday morning podcast will be available sometime after noon or after 1 on Sunday. Today I'm talking about brotherly kindness. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, Peter tells us we are to add to our faith godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. That's how the 1980 translators of the New International Version put it. We are to add to our faith brotherly kindness. The updated 2011 NIV translates it as mutual affection instead of brotherly kindness. Now, the reason they did that is to get rid of the word brotherly. The word brotherly is in the Greek text. The NIV makes an effort to be gender neutral. So instead of using words like mankind, they use words like humankind to be more inclusive. And that's okay. But here, they should have used the word brotherly, because the word brotherly is important in this context. It gives us the idea that we are to treat others with the same kindness with which we would treat our family members. The New King James Version uses the term brotherly kindness. The English Standard Version uses the term brotherly affection. We need to treat others like we would treat our brothers and sisters, our mothers or fathers, with brotherly kindness. I kept an article I read a number of years ago. It was written by John Ortberg about a young man who lived in Paradise, California. His name was John Gilbert. John has since passed away at the young age of 25. You can read a story in the book From Eden to Paradise. When he was 5 years old, John was diagnosed with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. It's genetic, progressive, and cruel. He was told it would eventually destroy every muscle in his body and a decade or so take his life. Every year, John lost something. One year, it was his ability to run. Another year, he could no longer walk straight. When he couldn't do anything else, he could operate a mouse. He's written an unbelievable manuscript of his life, 90 pages long. He writes that junior high was the hardest era of his life. It is for almost everybody. Tony Campolo has said Roman Catholic theology is right. There is really such a thing as purgatory, and it's junior high. It was worse for John. He was bullied and humiliated until he was afraid to go to school. No one ever stood up for him, maybe because they were afraid for themselves, afraid to do justice and show kindness. But there were other moments in John's life where kindness was shown. One year, when he was just a child, he was named California's ambassador for muscular dystrophy. He and his mother were ushered into a private meeting with the governor of Sacramento, in Sacramento. The governor took out a large glass jar of candy and told John to dig in. John looked at his mother, and his mother said, "John, take just one." And the governor said he was governor, and John should do what he said. So John stuffed his pockets full of candy. Later that night, the NFL sponsored a fundraising auction dinner at which John was a guest. Players let him hold their huge Super Bowl rings, which slid up John's wrist. And when the auction began, one item especially caught John's attention. It was a basketball, not a football, but a basketball that was signed by all players of the Sacramento Kings NBA team. John got a little carried away about that, because when the ball was being bid for, he raised his hand. And as soon as he put it up, his mom grabbed it and pulled it down. Bidding for that basketball went to an astounding amount for an item that was not the most valuable treasure on the docket. Eventually, one man named a figure that shocked the whole room. Nobody could match it. The guy went to the front and collected his prize. But instead of returning to his seat, this man walked across the room and placed the basketball in the small, thin hands of a boy who had admired it so intently. He put it in the hands that would never dribble it down a court, never throw it to a teammate on a fast break, and never fire it from a three-point range. Ortberg writes, "The whole room just came undone. Every heart just melted." What an example of brotherly kindness. Let me ask you something. Have you bought a basketball for anybody lately? Have you shown anyone brotherly kindness, brotherly affection? That's what the Lord requires of us. Let's make sure we add it to our faith. Father, we're so grateful that you've adopted us into your family, that you are our Father. You show us this kindness. Heavenly Father, help us to show this brotherly kindness to others. Help us to be aware of people who are in need, people who need help, people who need to be shown kindness. And help us to show it. In Christ's name we pray.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.